The Red Shoes, Martin, by Ruby Ryder. Martin sighed in frustration. Traffic was a bitch this morning. The GPS app on his phone routed him around the freeway accident and down the side streets. But Christ, all the stop signs. Other commuters had received the same information, and now the reroute was getting crowded, too. As he waited his turn to get up to the stop, something caught his eye. It was a bright red color right at the foot of the stop sign. Three cars away, Martin realized it was a pair of red patent leather heels. They were a vivid, eye-catching red and appeared to be set there perfectly, right next to each other, upright, and leaning slightly against the post of the stop sign. The shoes looked new, shiny, and perfect. Puzzled and bemused, Martin wondered at the story those shoes could tell. Now two cars away from the stop, his mind took a detour back to his honeymoon with Marcia 4 years ago. Dancing at an open-air hotel in Jamaica, he and Marcia were cheek to cheek, bodies pressed together. She wore a pair of red heels, much like the ones at the stop sign, which is the only reason they were cheek to cheek, as Martin topped her by 5 inches. They'd been at the beach all day, and their skin was still warm from the sun. Marcia wore a bikini with a sarong tied around her hips. No reason to put on a lot of clothes in the tropics. His mind hit fast forward on the memory, walking behind her to their room and watching her hips sway and those come-fuck-me red heels. That was a phenomenally hot night in both senses of the word, especially when Marcia brought the surprise out of her suitcase. A red panty harness appeared that held their favorite black dildo. He remembered how surprised he'd been, and his smile widened. Now in another backed-up line for a different stop sign, he was immersed in the memory, and the traffic wasn't a bother. Martin had wanted to get a harness, but felt embarrassed to say just how much he'd dreamed about it. They enjoyed uninhibited play with their many sex toys, including a lot of anal play in both directions. Marcia had even fucked him a few times, face down over a pillow, with that black dildo held in her hand. They were both surprised how erotic it was and how it sent Martin to other galaxies of pleasure. Martin wanted her to wear it on her body, though, to fuck him like he fucked her. But he couldn't manage more than a casual mention about harnesses that he wasn't even sure she'd heard. He was just too flustered and shy about asking to mention it again. The moment Marcia pulled those red panties up over her hips, the black dildo, already in place, became her very own cock. She caressed it for a moment with an uncanny similarity to the way he handled his own cock. Off came her bikini top, white breasts against tan skin, made for a striking and memorable vision. With few words, she'd led him over to the bed and bent him over the side of it. She softly kicked his legs apart and spent just a few minutes readying him with her fingers and the lube. Then, to the hilt, bent over, exposed, feeling so taken by her, so fucking erotic. Martin's cock was hard now as he listened to the GPS and made his way to work. The memory continued to play out in his head. Marcia moved him to the bed on his back with a couple of pillows under his ass. Then she got on top of him, looked him in the eyes deeply and lovingly, and proceeded to fuck him like a goddamn new bride. It wasn't the first sex they'd had on their honeymoon, not even, but for Martin, it was the best. He trembled, and she kissed him and watched his expressions as she thrust deep into his ass over and over. Martin's orgasm had been full body, his first one ever. His dripping cock hadn't been touched. He must have trembled for several minutes afterwards, laughing at the splendid lack of control he felt. He'd just gotten properly fucked for the first time in his life, and now his body was twitching wildly. Martin wasn't even sure what happened, because when he stopped trembling, he realized his cock was still hard and dripping. Marcia stayed inside him, took his cock in her hand, and brought him to a glorious orgasm, spraying his cum everywhere as he cried out with the sheer intensity of everything. Finally, she pulled out, straightened her legs, and lay down on top of him. His cum was hot and sticky between them, like a primordial glue that in that moment bonded them together far more powerfully than any wedding vows ever could. She licked a bit of it off his chest and kissed him deeply, sharing it with him. Martin had never been so happy to be rerouted by his GPS. In line, waiting for the final stop sign, he picked up his phone and sent a text to Marcia. "Honey, I need it. Can that happen tonight, please?" His phone buzzed as Marcia's answer arrived. "Your ass is mine tonight, Martin. Be ready when I get home." Yes, Martin pumped his fist with excitement. Maybe he'd ask Marcia to wear her red shoes. She still had them. His cock pulsed, offering a yes vote to that idea.